Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Is cool, but imagine having reason to live.
Sex is good, but imagine having good connection.
Sex is good, but imagine having your mom and dad.
What's up, guys? What's good? What's happening? What's popping? You know, what are you saying? Wagwan.
Yeah, welcome.
Wagwan. Shalonak. Y'all good? Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're cool. Different language.
Different languages, you know, Mr. International, you know what I mean?
Welcome for episode 12. If you're new here.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Good to have you.
You're still using the different language thing.
We okay. want to educate. It's we want to educate our audiences. Okay. We want them to be multilingual as well. Mm. So, yeah, welcome to våran podd idag. Så kul att ha er här med oss idag. Then that is svenska, that's Swedish, okay?
You're hitting them with the bilingual.
I'm trying to brag, you know.
That you know Swedish? Is that even a brag?
We speak different languages up in here.
True.
You know, the US, they kind of like, they think it's a big deal if you can speak like a European language or, you know,
any
if you can speak
language.
Like any other language, yeah. Basically. That's like, wow, that's like luxury.
Yeah, they even think that they are smart. Like, you're smart if you learn
exactly.
any other languages.
If you can, other, like, especially, like, when it comes to, like, an European language, you're like, wow, you speak
yeah,
that.
Wow.
You know, they fetishize it a little bit as well. Matter of fact, it doesn't even have to be a different language. It could just be, like, a different accent. If a British girl goes to the US, you're like, wow, speak British. Say water.
say water. No, British is actually sexy. I'm not going to lie.
Hey.
It's actually sexy.
Something I actually wanted us to have as a topic once. We need to talk about that.
Like different
British
accents?
British girl them.
British man them, dude.
Them accent. I'm not even talking about the looks, man. I'm just talking about the accent.
Pure accent. Yo, no, it's mad sexy. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
I might date somebody just because they have a good accent.
I did it twice.
What?
I did it twice. I dated them, but I went out with them.
Because of the accent.
Yeah, the way they just talk is
it's a big deal.
It is actually a big deal.
It is.
It might be because of racism, all that stuff, but I'm not gonna lie, it kind of is.
No,
cute.
Look, it's just something about being different.
I think don't know, it's
it
not.
Just has something to do with being different. That's
it
what
it literally
is.
Doesn't.
If you're used to a certain type of accent, yeah, and somebody comes with a different type of accent, that makes them stand out. You just wanna hear them talk because you haven't heard people talk like that. It's like a foreign concept for you. For me, that has something to do with it.
But you have heard like
but
how Swedish people talk English. That a turn on? Exactly. It's different. I'm telling you.
The
British English is different.
It's different,
more elegant.
Man.
It's like.
Say something.
Can I speak a little British? A little British girl.
Give it a try.
That's time. We're
speaking colonial British. Back in them days.
Colonizer British. That's what we're on about.
Them Shakespeare English. Yeah. That's what we're speaking right now. I don't even know. I can't even imitate it. I can't even like imitate a British accent right now.
I just don't know. Maybe like if you talk like this.
Yes.
If you talk a little bit like this.
Something
then maybe
like
you can
that.
Get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You're looking attractive all of a sudden.
Like that all the time.
All the
just
fucking
like,
time.
A little elegant.
It takes you from like a 5 to a 7.
You're saying you're a 5. Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. I just got that to get your reaction. My bad.
You're mad.
I just said that to get your reaction.
He said I'm a five.
Because I was not about to tell you. That. I was not about to tell you what you actually are. Because you're gonna get a big head. That's all I was like. Let me
downplay this.
Let me put her at a five. You know, so there's room for improvement. You know,
that's a lot of room for improvement, my G.
Because what was I going to say? I was not going to say you're a 9, but that's going to make you a 10.
I'm not a 9 either. Fuck you. Actually, I might be a 9.
I was not going to say
I'm an 8. 8.5.
Okay. So you're one of those humble girls.
Hey, you got to be a little humble.
You got to be humble.
A little bit.
Because, you know, there's
I'm fair. That's what I am. I'm fair.
Yes. Just. You're just. Justified. Mm-hmm. No, but like, I've been seeing like these Facebook interviews.
Yeah.
Right? Where they just go and talk to girls in town. And then they're like, what would you rate yourself? I've never once seen a girl be like, probably a 7 or like, I'm probably an 8. They
all say
I'm
a
fucking 10.
Yeah, everybody's a 10 apparently.
Everybody's a 10.
Apparently.
And like, I'm not trying to discriminate there. I'm not trying to discriminate, but I see them.
I'm so sorry for everybody. I just heard that scream. I just couldn't control myself. Are you crazy? You
I
can
see
say that.
Them. Fam, you know a 10 when you see a 10.
Yo.
All the girls that are like, oh shit, I'm an 11 out of 10, Poppy. They usually like half that. And they
you
have
said half
that max. Max, they're average. Max,
yo,
they're
you
average.
Need to chill out.
No. Come, let me just speak. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, my G.
The
ones speak
that
your truth.
The ones that put themselves like somewhere accurate are usually like the ones that I think are attractive.
Mm.
I think that says something. Like when you know you look good and you don't brag about it, that makes you look even better. Because the ones that go like, I see myself as an 8 or like as a 7, I'm like, I could actually put you as an 8 or as a 7. Mm. But the ones that are like a 5, they're like, nah, I'm a 10. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, but I like the fact that you're one of, you see, you
it's
look
humbleness.
Good, you know it.
It's
humbleness.
It's literally just humbleness.
You know?
I think a lot of humbleness can be attractive too. So if they're a little bit humble, then you will put them a bit higher.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
What I'm trying to do, see. I actually think I'm a 10. I'm a 10. 10's
mind
only.
Games up.
10's only.
10's only up in here, man. All right, let's get into the episode.
Let's get it.
Let's get into the episode. I got some unpopular opinions that I saw that I found pretty interesting. Having plastic surgery will not make you fake.
Will not make you what?
Will not make you fake. So you can have plastic surgery and you're not fake. Like, you're real. What do you think about that? Let's say like Kim Kardashian, would you describe her body as fake? Or would you just say that's a body? That's a
why
natural body.
Why? Okay. Now I'm thinking about it deep.
Mm.
Yes, why would it be fake?
Because it's plastic. Plastic is not natural.
But it's not plastic. They just move fat from one place to another place.
Okay, those types of plastic surgery. I'm thinking more like, you know, like rhinoplasties, like nose operations or like...
That's not
putting
fake either.
Silicone
like
boobs.
They're shaving it.
Yeah, they're shaving it, but you weren't born that way. You were not born that way. It's not natural that you look that way. Like yesterday we saw you, you had a big ass bump on your nose and all of a sudden it's gone. And you expect me to believe that it's real? It's real, obviously. It's still there, but it's not real. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not real.
It's not real. It's not really real.
No, I don't think... Okay, maybe for boobs, then we can talk fake. Because they do actually add something there.
Yeah.
You can't move fat, I don't think, to your boobs. Can you? I don't know.
No.
But they,
no.
Boobs they do
is
have implants.
Usually silicone.
Yeah.
Silicone boobs. That is definitely fake, without even a question. But now I'm starting to rethink other stuff, like the fat moving process.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's still something coming from one part of your body to another part of your body.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see, like, what's fake? What's actually fake?
Let's put it...
What can you call this fake? Because then this makeup is fake, too.
Yeah, but let's put it like this, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a small ass, for example, and you didn't work on it to make it bigger, like, you changing it, it is going to change...
Yeah.
But your genes are not going to change, fam. So let's say you did facial surgery.
Yeah.
And you looked top before. And you looked hella top.
Heavy life, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you do the surgery. You come out here. Now you're 10 out of 10. You're looking banging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But your partner, the person that you get married to, doesn't know that. And then
you
all have kids
to
and then the kid comes out. He's going to think that you probably cheated on him.
Mm. You know, a guy actually sued his wife for that?
Yes. I saw that. It was even a Chinese couple, if I remember right.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, yeah.
Chinese, Korean, something.
Something like that.
Asian, yeah.
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 He got married to this painting. All of the kids came out ugly. Because it was not only one kid. I think the guy was like, okay,
it was like
maybe.
Three kids, maybe.
It was like three
like
kids.
That,
so
yeah.
That guy actually had patience, you know. For me, the first kid that comes out and is looking ugly, I'm going to be like, nah, fam, something is not clicking here. Something
so
is
you're
actually
saying you would
not
get
clicking.
Divorced?
If I didn't know what she looked
no
like
way.
Before. Because obviously, in a type of way, I am attracted to your looks.
Yeah.
And I want our kids to look good as well. I don't want our kids to look tapped.
So that's heavy. Don't say tapped. It's a kid, bruh. Don't say tapped.
When they grow older, I want them to look something like a mixture between me and their mom.
Yeah.
But if they come out here and they're looking like a stranger, like it's against my consent when you actually deep it.
You're using consent in this?
That's non-consensual because I only know you as a beautiful woman, but apparently in your genes, you don't look like that. You did a whole lot of surgery and now you look different. And I'm getting married to you, not entirely because of your looks, but your looks obviously have to have something to do with it. But you don't even look like that.
Oh my God. This is heavy.
Like, wouldn't you feel?
So you would divorce her for that?
I mean, I don't know. Divorce is
heavy. Like, they're forever heavy. Your kids. It's not like you can have
you
a return.
Can't change that.
You don't have
yeah,
a receipt.
You can't do that.
You can't do nothing. There's no return policy on that.
There is no return policy on that.
They're still your kids.
They're still your kids. They're going to be your kids forever. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I would divorce.
He's literally mad because he had ugly kids. He's mad because he has ugly kids.
And he has the right to be mad.
Ugly
That's
kids.
How I feel. He has the right to be mad. That was non-consensual.
You can't say that. Like, it's really mad. Okay, so you're saying you wouldn't have kids with anybody that has, like, plastic surgery? And now they look banging. Like, okay, let me paint you a scenario. Mm. She was, like, a 7, okay? And then she did her nose, you know, got a facelift, all that stuff, titties, ass done, everything done. And now she's like 10 plus.
Okay.
She's a hottie for real. Like all your boys want her.
Yeah.
And everybody, like everybody in the city's after her.
Yeah.
Like she's that banging. And she comes after you. She thinks you're cute.
If I knew what she looked like before.
Yeah, you saw the whole position.
The whole process.
The whole process. You were there.
Yeah, then I would. Because if I thought that she looked eyed before.
7.
Then a 7. 7 is pretty decent, though.
7 is actually. No, let's say 5. Let's say 5.
5 is long. That's too far, though.
5 is long.
Nah.
But she's a 10 now, 10 plus. All your boys want her. Everybody in the city's after her.
You know what? Just because I've said so much shit right now, I'm just going to clarify this one thing. Everybody's a 10 in their own way, okay? Let me just leave it at that because if I say anything else, I'm going to be digging myself into a hole.
He's actually talking shit, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Some kids...
Go ahead.
No,
one question.
Go ahead.
Would you do any surgery if you could?
I mean, I've already done a nose job.
What?
Yeah, I did that because my nose got broken playing football.
But that's not a nose job.
It got broken twice and I had to
essentially get the
because I was never born with a bump on my nose.
Yeah.
But then it got broken twice playing football. So I had to reshape it.
Wait, you paid for actual surgery?
Yeah.
Or was it like they fixed it back?
They fixed it back and then they got rid of the bump.
Oh, they shaved it for you?
Yeah, they took it off.
So you literally had a nose job?
Basically, yeah. But the reason why I don't even think of it like that is because I was never born with a bump. The football injury fucked it up. So I got a bump, but it was not natural. Like, in my family, nobody has a bump. So I just felt like I'm going back to what I used to look like when I was younger. They refreshed my face.
You know, every person that does their nose have an excuse. They all have an excuse.
Well,
and it's always like, oh, you know, like, I can only breathe, like, 50%. I'm not judging. Yeah. Like... Do your nose job, babes. If I had the money, I would do everything too.
Yeah.
No lie. But everybody that has a nose job has an excuse. They all do. Like, they're literally like, oh, no, like, you know, I couldn't breathe, like, on my other half.
That's why.
I couldn't breathe this much, la, la, la. So I need to fix my breathing area.
But mine is legit,
and they come
though.
Up with the nose.
Mine is legit, though. Wouldn't you say mine is legit? because it was never like that before, you know? It got fucked up. I had to fix it. That's what I did. I fixed it.
No, you didn't need to fix it.
I needed
it. If my nose was broken, I'll fix it.
Have you seen my pictures? Have I shown you?
Yeah, they're huge.
It used to be humongous.
Yeah.
Like, it's already big as it is now, but it used to be humongous.
Let me paint you guys a picture, yeah?
Don't, please. All right, go ahead.
You know, from the movie Ratatouille. I'll put a picture here for you guys.
This girl is killing my confidence.
No.
Ratatouille.
That's how you describe me. The main character, I don't know his name, the one who had the rats in his hat.
Oh my God.
He used to get bullied for that. That's what you said.
Yes.
And then you told me that. And then I saw the picture and it made sense.
And then
sense.
You saw the similarity.
Yeah. Mm. It actually made sense. Mm. But it was like your back pictures, your old pictures. It made sense. Yeah.
And did I tell you who started calling me Ratatouille?
No.
It was my ex.
You ex that dumped you for
We were together at that time.
Yo. Yeah. Wait, that ex?
The ex.
The big ex. That's insane.
She was a part of the group that...
Created that
Ratatouille. I think it was her friend, right? It was a friend that took a screenshot of my picture.
Yeah.
And then she put the Ratatouille.
No!
Beside.
When you were there?
I wasn't there. Okay. And then she sent it to her, my ex. And then my ex showed me. And then since after that, it just stuck. Because she started showing people the picture and everybody was like, yeah.
Who started showing the picture? Your ex or her? Your ex's friend?
My ex's friend sent her the picture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But she was far away.
Yeah.
My ex, when she got the picture, she was showing it to like the
everybody
people around.
Because
I was going to this like YMCA thing. So everybody.
No, like.
Started seeing that.
You know what's bad about being a girl?
Because
even if we want to date ugly men, our girlfriends wouldn't let us.
Depends on how rich the guy is, though.
Fact. But if he doesn't money, he doesn't have
blind.
Money.
Yeah.
Like even if it's like a half.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even have to be ugly, man. Like he even if it's a half, our girlfriends will not let us in peace date this guy without bullying us, like to the limit. You know exactly what she just did. That's a whole ass bully. She took her time to edit your picture next to the Ratatouille guy and send it to your girl.
At that point, we were together.
That was... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She gets an ick from her friend's ick. It literally happens.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. I never thought it was that deep because, I mean, we're still together. So for me, it was just like, yeah, it is what it is. You know, laugh at your own pain kind of thing. I just laughed it off.
No, it's deep for the girl.
It did hurt a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did, man. It's heavy. That's your girl saying that?
Yeah.
That is heavy.
It is a bit heavy, but yeah, I just laughed at my pain and just, you know.
Her friend is hilarious, but her friend is mean as fuck.
The thing is that they showed it to me so much that I actually started seeing it at some point.
Oh, no.
But because I was pissed and because I didn't want it to stick, I just sort of like laugh with them.
Yeah.
But obviously it sticks. Because the similarity was so there. It was so there. But anyways, let's not get into my trauma. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Dating apps are for losers and ugly people. Unpopular opinion.
Dating apps are for losers and ugly people.
First of all, the person that wrote this is probably ugly.
Yeah. Not true at all. Everybody needs a dating app.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of had this idea in my head before I downloaded Tinder for the first time.
You said dating apps are for ugly people?
I didn't think it was for ugly people, yeah. But I thought it was for like desperate people or like... I thought of it in a different way. Like the first time when I downloaded Tinder, I felt a bit of disgust because I was like, this is what it has come to now. Like I have to have an app to be able to find somebody.
Yeah.
But then I downloaded it and now I'm swiping every single day. So
every day?
I don't have that shame in me no more.
Every day?
Every day, yeah. A little bit.
Wow. Okay.
My Tinder is actually dry at this point. I'm not matching. I'm not getting as much matches as I used to get. I don't know why, man.
Running out of people. That's what you're doing.
No, but I delete the app, then I re-download it, but I'm still not getting matches.
You trying to match with the same people again?
I want to match with new people because I'm thinking maybe it was somebody that didn't have Tinder when I had it. So I re-downloaded it.
After a long time, then I downloaded it again.
Tinder is one of those things. But would you say that's correct? Is it for ugly and...
No, I'm on Tinder. So if I say that, then I'm thinking I'm tapped.
Are we desperate for being on Tinder?
I think I'm desperate for connection, yeah, probably.
Oh, that's deep. The conversation just took a deep turn. You're desperate for connection.
Yeah, probably. Because I'm shy. Like, I cannot come up with to whoever I want.
Yeah.
Like, if I find them attractive and stuff like that, I cannot come up to them and talk to them and stuff like that. So, yeah, online dating is the only way.
Yeah.
Almost.
I guess it does help a little bit, but I don't think you can find connection, like true connection on Tinder.
No, it's not true connection I'm after. Just like connection. A little bit.
Uh-huh, okay.
A little connection. Like a little flirty thing.
That is fun. Not gonna lie.
It is fun.
That is fun. I enjoy like it's not every time when I match with somebody that we have conversations. But like last week or the week before that, I matched with a couple of girls that were actually fun to talk to. Like, I usually don't double text or like text three times because we're having so many conversations, which is something that I missed about like my first ex.
Yeah.
We used to have like five conversations at the same time, one on WhatsApp, one over here. That shit,
that's crazy.
And everybody's responding ASAP. I used to find that shit fun, but now I don't find that shit no more. But I just matched with some girl like last week or the week before that.
Yeah.
And we've been having the conversation. And it's so like fucking interesting. Back to back.
That's very rare to find too.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's very rare. So when you find it, it's actually very, very fun.
It's a nice conversation.
But that's until you guys hit the limit. Because after some point of time, you guys have to meet. Otherwise, everything is dead.
Yeah.
Everything's going to die out.
Yeah, you got to put in some effort at some point.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much that you can talk about.
Yeah.
And when you are doing that, you can't, it's also like now it's hard for me to be having conversations over the phone because I don't got time. Like when I was younger, I could literally stay awake. This is why I miss being a teenager so much. I could literally stay awake until like 3 o'clock.
You don't just have texting bills with to somebody. Pay. Yeah.
Right? Yep. And back then we used to have the phones where when you needed a button, you needed to press like 4 or 5 times for the button to come up.
Oh yeah.
You know, like them Nokias.
Yeah.
So we would be in bed. Yeah, I used to sleep with like my cousins.
Shit, yeah.
Yo, we've been out here. I used to sleep like in the same bed or like the same room with my cousins and my brother and my sisters sometimes. Yeah. And then 3 o'clock at night, you're hearing the buttons on the phone go tick 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 tick. That shit used to be so fucking interesting. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, texting back in them days is not. It's not the
different.
Same. It's not the same. It doesn't hit the same now.
It doesn't hit the same.
It literally doesn't.
I swear to God, it doesn't hit the same. And especially like we had so many words. I don't know how you used to text like with your friends, but when we used to text in English, we used to make the words like shorter.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know? And sometimes
like texting words, that's still like a thing now.
Mm. And people used to do that so much that they would write the same way that they text at school.
You gotta know your limits sometimes.
You gotta know your limits. You know? All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is gonna be interesting. Unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find true love. Better to settle for average. Unpopular opinion. You know, I want to say that's not true, but I know it's true.
You don't want it to be true.
I don't want it to be true. I want it to be like movie, fairy tale kind of love story.
Mm.
But life is just not that great.
Life is just not that great.
We're not living in paradise. So you cannot have that amazing love story. Mm-hmm. Like happily ever after only exists in Cinderella.
Facts. Facts. It's Disney shit. Yeah.
It's only Disney shit. That shit doesn't exist in real life.
No, it doesn't.
But I kind of understand it because like our lives could be made into a movie if you only take out the interesting parts. Do you know what I mean? Like if Cinderella, when they said happily ever after, if they didn't die right after that and you still kept on watching their lives, I'm pretty sure that was not
happily ever after.
There's always
somebody's
gonna be
cheating. Somebody's doing this and that. Like, it's gonna be a mess.
It's gonna be a mess. Because Prince Charming is not gonna be Prince Charming after 10 years. It's gonna be
no happily
King
ever
ugly.
After happened back in them days when people only lived till 30. When that was the maximum age. That was when happily ever after actually existed.
Because then you don't even have the chance to fuck up.
No, you literally
married,
don't.
You have 2 kids and you die.
Yeah, your first love, you get married happily. You don't even have time to cheat.
That's it. That's the only way that happily ever after exists.
Yeah.
Happily ever Somebody after does die, not exist in real life.
It doesn't.
It just does not. I'm sorry.
No.
So, yeah. We agree with that one. Happily ever after. You won't find true. You won't try find true love, man. Just settle.
Just settle.
Just settle. Because the movies be lying to you. The movies are a scam. I feel like movies are the reason why.
Movies are a literal scam. And I can't believe we're allowing small kids to watch that.
I can't believe they allowed us to watch that. Because that's a big part of the way we imagine the world to be comes from movies, literally.
Comes from fairy tales.
It literally comes from the fairy tale movies that we have been watching since growing up.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next one. Titanic is...
It's shit.
That's an unpopular opinion, yeah?
He said that?
Yeah.
Somebody said Titanic.
That's your favorite movie. That is my favorite movie of all time.
Of all time.
You cannot convince me otherwise.
So you don't agree with this?
Obviously, I don't agree with that. It's an unpopular opinion. That's the reason why it's unpopular. Because a lot of people would say Titanic is a great-ass movie.
It's boring.
But I haven't met one person, like in person, like anybody that I've known,
That likes
Titanic. Exactly. Everybody that I tell, they're like, nah, it's too long.
Facts.
They lose focus.
It's facts.
I'm like, pay attention. Watch the whole thing. Pay attention. Don't take a break. When you start watching it, watch the whole thing. You're going to love it, fam.
It's literally boring as fuck, man.
Fam, I've watched it 10 times. It has never failed to give me goosebumps. Plenty times, a big man like me has come to crying because I was watching Titanic. The plot, don't make me start thinking about Jack. See, just thinking about Jack, that's about to make me tear up a little bit.
That's so cute.
Why did Rose let him die? Why?
Everybody's saying she should have moved over.
She should have moved over.
Everybody's saying that.
They were both going to fit. Did you see? It was a big ass door.
But they tried, no?
They tried. They should have tried more. They could have taken turns.
That's what. Rich people don't give a fuck about poor people at the end of the day.
They don't.
They literally don't.
That bougie
chick. She wanted him to die.
She really wanted
him to die.
Yeah.
So she can have a love story forever. She wanted a happy ending. That's what she wanted.
Exactly.
See? That's how you end happy ending. Somebody got to die.
Somebody has. Exactly. That's the only way that it ends a happily ever after. Because if Jack kept on living, that would not have been a happily ever after.
No, it wouldn't.
It would have gotten fucked up somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. They were in the honeymoon phase and it died and it
ended.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes you want it even more because it never happened in the first place.
Period.
Oh my God. That is true though.
It was a romantic movie and I get it. But the only reason it was popular is because it was the Titanic. Otherwise, it's literally just any romantic movie out there.
What do you mean? It was a good movie because of the story, because of the plot.
I think it was a good movie because people related to that of being the Titanic, the boat that sank.
It was because of the plot. The poor guy was shit. The plot was amazing. That's a classic. That's a classic in movie storytelling. The poor guy that has nothing, who won his way to get on the boat, finally got on the boat, then he met the most eligible bachelorette on the boat, and then they somehow fell in love and got something out of that. That is classic storytelling.
It's fairy tale.
It's like Shakespeare.
It's fairy tale
level. It's fairy tale. So it's not because of the boat Titanic. It's because of the actual storytelling.
I'm saying,
paint me like one of your French girls. What, are you dumb? That's a classic. Everybody's gonna remember that forever.
Yeah, because people have seen that movie because it got so popular because of the Titanic boat.
No, people saw the movie because it was just Leonardo DiCaprio.
Listen, if there was just a movie with Anna and DiCaprio, and they made an awesome movie, but it was romantic, and he died at the end, you think it would have the same effect as it?
It still would have hit.
It still would have hit, but would it hit the same way as...
The acting was gorgeous.
Oh my God, you're literally sucking their dick. I think you're...
No, yes, I am. The acting was gorgeous. There's only some things that I'm fascinated about.
I didn't understand her problem, to be honest with you. I couldn't relate to her at all.
Obviously, you can't.
No, I literally couldn't relate to her. She was depressed, wanted to kill herself. Oh, poor girl. Poor fucking girl. You're so rich. Oh my God.
Wait, you can't. What a problem. You genuinely can't understand that? Like feeling trapped, feeling like you can't be who you want to be.
Because babes, you can leave the country. Who the fuck's stopping you?
No, but she couldn't.
Yeah, she could.
No, her path was to get married. That was her only path in life. Because you can change your path.
There's always a way.
Look, let me rewind it for you. Her mother was narcissistic. They were a rich family that were about to go bankrupt.
Yeah, and she
so
wanted
she
to
felt
get
like
more
she
rich,
needed
yeah.
to do that to get married so she can save the family. That was the reason why.
Yeah.
So obviously she couldn't have thought, I'm just going to leave and go to the village somewhere. That was not an option. It's not like...
It is an option.
It wasn't before social media times where you can open up and talk to people.
Bankrupt.
Yeah.
She literally had more options than people that can't eat.
So. But you don't feel like she feels obligated to save her family? Because I feel like a lot of people feel like they're trapped.
But how are you
going to
save your family when you're going to kill yourself? So would you rather kill yourself or go run away?
I mean...
The odds are not adding up.
It wasn't an option, man.
It literally was an option. How would you... She could have literally ran to another city and she'd be fine. But no, she was like, I'm going to kill myself instead.
But that's a big deal, running away from your family. I don't feel like a lot of people could do that in that situation.
Hey, if it's compared to your mental health that you want to kill yourself, yeah. You would. You have to.
Back then,
you have to choose yourself.
People didn't talk about mental health. She probably didn't even know that was mental health issue she was dealing with. For her, it was just like, I felt trapped. I don't know what to do.
I just cannot relate to her. You're telling me you relate to her?
Obviously, you can't, man.
I mean, you're a rich boy, so you relate more to her.
No. I can't relate to her, but I can have compassion for the whole situation because I could understand how something like that could happen. Here we are breaking down the whole Titanic franchise. No, it was just a beautiful movie. Punxsutawney, the person that said, Titanic is overrated.
Titanic is overrated.
Suck your mother.
He's upset.
And that goes to anybody who thinks Titanic is overrated. Literally the best movie of all time. Okay, I take that back. Not to everybody.
Cop.
Not to everybody. I literally just called like half of the people that I know. I literally just said, suck your mom to all of them. I'm sorry, I take it back. So the last unpopular opinion for today is gonna be going out on a date in a tracksuit isn't disrespectful.
What did he say?
Going out on a date in a tracksuit is not disrespectful.
You're taking a piss. You're actually taking a piss.
Is he though?
He's actually taking a piss.
If you pull up in a good tracksuit.
Taking a piss.
Let's say this. This is kind of a tracksuit. If I pull up to this on a date.
It depends on what kind of date it is, to be honest. But you're taking a piss still.
Fam, tracksuits can look good.
Tracksuits can look good, but it's still a tracksuit.
Yeah.
There is an appropriate time for tracksuits.
We're just going to go to the restaurant real quick and I pull up in a tracksuit.
A restaurant. Like, nah. We're going to go in a restaurant and you pull up
with
tracksuit.
And I pull up with a $500 worth tracksuit. I pull up with a Yeezy tracksuit. That shit look good.
That shit look good, but there's a time and place.
We're going to a restaurant. We're just eating food.
It's a restaurant.
We're just eating.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, but we're going on a date. I don't really think it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
I don't see it like that. Explain why you think it's disrespectful.
I had a date from Tinder.
Yeah, yeah.
He drove all the way from Stockholm. It's like 1 hour drive. Mm-hmm. 1 hour, no, 2 hours drive. He drove all the way to Stockholm with his tracksuit. And obviously, we're going to hang out at home. We didn't go to a restaurant.
Mm.
But we're going to hang out at home. And I still got dressed up.
Okay.
Not dressed up, but I put myself together.
Yeah.
I wasn't waiting for him with some PJs.
No.
I could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But he pulled up with some tracksuits. And it's a regular schmegler Adidas tracksuits.
Mm.
And he thought, yeah, this is correct. Mm-hmm. And she's going to like this. She's going to be attracted to this. I see that as disrespect.
Really?
It's literally disrespect. He drove all the way, like he drove 2 hours
to come see you.
To and come he came see me, and he came with a tracksuit.
Was it a good looking tracksuit? Because that's where
it's
I draw
Adidas.
The line.
It's Adidas. It's regular schmegler.
Adidas is expensive though.
It's a regular schmegler though.
I mean,
you wear Adidas at home.
If you wear Adidas
at home.
It depends if you rock it. Because that's why I draw the line. If you don't rock it. If that shit is too big, it doesn't look good on you, then obviously not. But if you pull like a good tracksuit, I feel like
you cannot wear Adidas when you're going on a date at a restaurant.
No tracksuits on dates then?
No.
Okay, where could it be applicable? In what situation could you put on a tracksuit?
If you guys are going out to the gym. If you guys are going walking
to
around.
To the gym?
Yes. If you guys are walking in the streets,
in town, yeah.
Taking a walk at the park.
Yeah.
If you guys are, what else? If you guys are going, no, not even bowling. That's.
I mean, then
not
it
even
could
bowling.
Work. Surely it could work when you're going to go bowling.
Not bowling either.
If you're just going to a bowling studio, it's like only a bowling
nope.
studio. You could
nope.
definitely rock a jumpsuit then.
Nope.
What am I supposed to put on then? A suit? Suit and tie to come play bowling? It doesn't work.
No,
like that.
you can wear a cute jeans pants or some kind of like comfortable jeans pants. Mm-hmm. Or some kind of comfortable pants, I meant.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt. But definitely not tracksuit. That's a disrespect. Because the girl's going to put on her makeup. So at least pay a little bit of attention to yourself. Like, that's all we ask. We're talking bare minimum, by the way.
Really?
It's literally bare minimum. You take off your pants and you put on something nice.
A tracksuit.
Bare minimum. And you guys don't even want to do that? Is that what we're discussing here? Is that what we're discussing? Honestly.
She's
it's literally bare minimum.
A tracksuit is not bare minimum.
A tracksuit in the restaurant. Don't embarrass people like that.
Huh.
If you're going in a restaurant, she's going to dress up. She's going to put on her makeup. Yeah. She's going to wear her best outfit.
What if
going to make sure she looks good like 2 hours before. Like she's going to plan her outfits yesterday.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you're doing all of that. That's on you. But like, let's say we're going to McDonald's.
If she was looking anything less, would you take her out? No, you wouldn't. Imagine she turns up with a tracksuit. Is that okay?
Hey, then
tracksuit,
we match.
No makeup.
Then we match.
Tracksuit, no makeup.
Tracksuit, no makeup.
Hair in a bun.
I wouldn't think it's a date if that happened.
Exactly. Then why do you expect us to like that?
But a tracksuit is different for a guy as it is for a girl.
Oh my God, you guys talk shit.
If you put on a tracksuit, you actually don't give a shit. If I put on a tracksuit on a date, you don't know. Maybe that's my style of dressing. What if that's my style? What if that's how I dress? What if that's
the only thing I have? You guys are always trying to push the limit to bare fucking minimum. Bare fucking minimum.
Okay, you know.
Men used to go to war, okay? And now you guys can't even change pants. Fix it. Fix it. You guys are doing the bare fucking minimum and pushing it. You guys are pushing the whole ass button.
Hey, the thing, let's actually talk about the thing that men used to do back then. For women. Society has changed in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah, now you guys don't want to wear tracksuits.
We used to go to
work. You guys used to open the door.
We used to go to work. We used to go to war to make sure that there's food on the table.
Yep.
And when we catch a woman, we catch a woman. Like, we catch her like a Pokemon. But now, like, we're just so nonchalant.
You're too comfortable. You guys are literally too comfortable.
Like, you know my stories. You know how comfortable I get.
You're too comfortable. You're actually the the reason why I'm saying this. You're too comfortable. You guys are too comfortable.
Oh man.
You guys don't even want to change pants.
Society has changed a lot. Yeah.
Change pants. That's all we ask for.
Mm.
And you want her to pull up with bare makeup, heels, and looking
okay,
all cute.
What if
and
we're
stuff?
Gonna go to McDonald's? Does that change it?
Why are you taking her on a date with McDonald's? Let's talk about that. That's where the issue starts.
Hey, McDonald's is just like any other restaurant, isn't it? It's the food.
See what I mean about pushing the limits? Do you see exactly what I mean?
I'm just kidding. Hey, I actually would never take a girl on a date to McDonald's. I would never do that.
No, you'd be taking a piss.
Let me just clarify
that. You'd be taking
that. I wouldn't
piss.
Do that, man. If no. I respect you, if I have any respect for you... If I find you any little bit attractive, if I find you like dead, completely dead, I'm not trying to put in no effort. I don't even want people to see you with me.
Yeah.
Then I would take you to McDonald's.
I don't think you would go in the McDonald's. I think you would do
I would
the
probably
drive-thru.
Wait outside. Yeah. Yes. The date is gonna be in the car.
It's bare people in McDonald's.
Yeah. No, I would never take somebody to McDonald's for a date.
That's taking an actual piss.
Have you seen the
if
video?
If I knew somebody was heading me to a McDonald's, I would turn. No, I'm turning. Oh, where we're going? McDonald's?
Take me home.
Very cute.
Can you
just drop me off, right? Can you just please just swing a little bit and just drop me off right here? Thank you. That'd be so sweet.
There's no standards anymore.
There's you guys want to push the lemons to bare fucking minimum. Now we have to beg you guys to not wear tracksuits.
Hey, life is too hard, isn't it? Like, make it easy.
I don't
for
get
me.
It.
You if guys I used to take you to McDonald's, let's go to fucking McDonald's in a tracksuit.
And you
life
still want the pussy.
Too complicated.
And you still want the pussy.
Yes.
You said yes with chest. You said yes with too much chest.
I'm actually wilding right now.
Yes, you are.
No, no. Hey, that's all jokes, man. That's all jokes.
You said yes with too much chest.
That's all jokes, man. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Oh, I'm just trying to see what your IQ is.
What my IQ is? Oh, I don't like this.
I'm trying to see how quick your brain connects. How
quick the, this.
You know, neurons
fire. I'm slow, man. Okay.
All right. If Y-E-S spells yes, mm-hmm. what does E-Y-E-S spell?
What did you say?
If
Y-E-S spells yes.
Spells yes. What does E-Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
What?
Yes. E-Y-E-S. E-Y-E-S. Yes. It's yes.
If Y-E-S spells yes,
yes,
think about it. Think about it deep. What does E-Y-E-S spell? Y-E-S, yes.
Ice.
E-Y-E-S. Thank you.
Oh, that's so stupid. You just want to make me look dumb.
She said E-S.
That is what it sounds like first when you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying to play me.
I got you, though. I played you.
You did,
I'm not
you
trying
did.
To play you. I played you.
It
you
sounded,
said E-S.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were smarter
that.
Than that, man.
I said it once. Let
you
me
said
fucking
it
go.
Three times.
Yes.
We're going to listen to it again. You said it three times.
Hey, let me be, man. I'm
reason,
dyslexic. Let me
the
go.
The only reason why you got it was because I was like, think about it. Think about it. That was the only
no,
reason
why
you got
it. No, I was trying to think about it, though.
You got it, though.
Hey, shut up.
I would have loved it if you never got it. Then I was going to tell you. I was waiting for that.
Oh, you thought I was dumb,
then you would have felt like a dick.
Thought I was dumb?
Yeah. Oh, man. I got a tweet.
A tweet?
A tweet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this guy is struggling. He is struggling. He can't pull girls at all.
Aww.
Don't feel bad for him all of a sudden. Let me read out to you what he posted.
Okay.
I get played by hoes all the time.
You call them hoes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad anymore.
That's where he fucked
up. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
He said, I'm 6'5". All right, big deal. I'm 6'5" and go gym, but still get no girls.
Because even, you're a dickhead, maybe.
Listen to what he says after. He said, even meaty, fat tings. Even meaty fat things on Insta don't reply to me. What am I doing wrong?
What
the first person
wrong?
Commented, well, calling them meaty fat things is a
start.
Yeah.
It starts there.
That's exactly
the
where it starts.
Is next.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can just tell the guy's misogynistic.
No,
to the max.
No, you're a dickhead. That's why they don't want you.
Mm.
Sometimes it's not only about looks, you know. You shallow man. Very shallow man.
Somebody commented as well. First of all, let's start with what your face looks like.
Period.
That definitely.
But we'll be able to look over. I feel like women will be able to look over face. No, maybe not. Because we
maybe
don't want to look
man.
Next to a monster looking.
Because the guy is 6'5".
6'5 and buff.
6'5 and buff. That's usually something that gets ladies, but he's still not pulling.
Yeah, because
so
you're
the face has
dickhead.
To be tapped.
The face has to be tapped.
If they cannot even look at your height and be like, okay, that makes up for other things.
Facts. That's actually
then
true.
Your face.
That's actually true. Because 6 feet.
6'5". That's basketball player height.
That's basketball player
woman
height.
Would just want to stand next to you just to feel like a woman.
Like a lady.
Like a lady. Mm. But yeah. he still
can't pull
girls. Now you need to question your whole life, brother.
My advice to him would be maybe shut the fuck up.
Because
a lot of men talk themselves out of some pussy.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just need to shut the fuck up. Even attractive men, like very, very attractive men, can talk themselves out of some pussy.
They keep on fumbling the puss all the time.
Sharp. You just sharp, let her talk, and then you might get some pussy.
Don't fumble it. Talk
just
with
know
sense.
To talk. Talk
if,
with
if
sense.
If you're not talking with sense, don't talk.
Don't talk at all.
Don't talk.
No, he just needs
silence
to shut the fuck
good
up
sometimes.
Forever.
No, for real.
He's misogynistic as fuck.
I want to say one thing too.
Yeah.
Going to the gym is not going to get you girls. I feel like his whole life philosophy is if I look buff, girls are going to want me. Fam, if you have six packs, right? I have six cars and I'm skinny as F and I have six cars. And even if you have a, even if you are a 10 out of 10 attractive, everything, but you don't got what I got, trust me, they're going to come to me.
Oh yeah. Money. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
So advice to this guy, get your money up.
Get your money up before you can talk like that. Facts.
Exactly.
Facts.
Get your money up.
Yeah.
Leave the gym if you have to. Go get your money up.
Yeah.
And then girls might chat.
And then
to
you can talk shit.
Yes. Then yeah. You can be Andrew Tate.
Yeah, because he still gets girls.
He still gets girls.
Yeah. I hate that. Anyways, fuck that. I hate that.
Patriarchy, man.
Patriarchy.
That's the way society is built. It doesn't matter what kind of crazy thoughts you have. If Andrew Tate was any other guy, like an average guy, saying those, like uncles out here saying the same shit. You don't see them getting... Why do you think the guy's famous? There's uncles out here saying the same thing. Nobody gave a shit.
Same exact thing. Nobody wanted to listen.
Shut up. But because he's Andrew Tate, it gets a wah. He gets a hoorah. Everybody's clapping for him.
Everybody, yeah, because he's successful. Mm. So other men will idolize him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody likes rich men more than other men.
Nobody likes guys with six pack more like other men either.
You think I get complimented by girls?
No, you don't. Exactly. It's other guys that will be like, oh my gee, you're so buff.
Always other guys.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation about this yesterday with a guy. He was giving me compliments, bro.
You look good.
Twice this has happened in the past month, yeah? Like, it's somebody that I had never spoke with before.
Yeah.
We go to the same gym. I don't even remember seeing him at my gym.
Mm-hmm.
He just pulled me to the side. He was like, yo, I do some training for STSA. That's the gym that I go to.
Mm.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I see you when you're hitting your curls at the gym. He was like, you actually give me motivation to, like, go to the gym and train.
Ooh.
I be getting compliments from guys, man. For real.
Damn.
For real.
That's bro love.
I had no idea somebody was even looking at me. Because I just do my shit. But guys out here noticing my gains. For girls, it just goes over their head.
We don't give
it's
a fuck.
It's mad. Y'all don't give a shit.
We really don't give a fuck.
Y'all do not give a shit.
It's good to look at, but I'm not going to look at it twice.
Yes.
It's literally like that.
They just peep. Like, they can tell that you're attractive.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they just, oh yeah, that's a good looking guy. It doesn't go into their heads.
No, it doesn't go more than it that. Really, no.
I learned that. The moment I became fit, I thought my whole life was going to flip upside down.
So you were one of those guys.
I was one of those guys. Now I'm doing it for me, yeah? But if I was doing it for girls, the moment I saw I'm not getting no reaction,
yeah,
I would have quit.
Yeah.
I would have quit, but I like the way I look. That's why I keep on going to the gym, but I don't do it for the girls because I don't get girls because of it.
Period. Facts.
I thought my
no,
whole
you
life,
guys learn.
I thought every time I open the door, girls are going to go, ha!
Oh my God.
I swear to God.
That's literally what guys think
that's
would
our
happen.
Fantasy.
When they
can, yeah. That's our fantasy. You don't get it. That's literally our fantasy, man. Like 13-year-old me was obsessed about that idea. Like, I got my six packs. I'm buff. I'm stable.
Yeah.
Like, phew.
Who's going to chat to me?
Who's going
to
chat to me?
Yeah.
From, I still chase girls. if you can believe that. I still chase. They don't do the chasing.
Oh, they sometimes do though. Let's not lie.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I does, it does actually work sometimes. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You can clean up sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, this is an unpopular opinion jokes type of thing. It's a tweet.
Alright.
How the fuck a motherfucker is lactose intolerant? Just tolerate it.
All right, now I'm pissed. Now I'm actually pissed. Now I'm actually pissed.
Yeah.
How do you have the guts to even write that?
He said, just tolerate it.
That's like
just
telling somebody that's depressed, just be happy.
Just be happy.
Just be happy.
Just be happy.
I'm sorry, bro. It don't work like that.
If you work overtime at McDonald's, you're working a McDouble?
That's actually jokes. That's a pun. That's actually jokes.
McDouble,
bro. McDouble.
Where you want to be for Halloween?
Mm.
Her boyfriend, bro.
My guy's friend zone, man. He's definitely in the friend zone.
Her boyfriend,
my God.
Bro.
You know, there was a time where I would have actually related to that.
Why did I expect that from you?
I've had so many crushes. Why did I expect that from you, man. You can't blame me. I've had so many crushes.
It's hard to be a Pisces.
What do you mean it's hard to be a Pisces? It's hard to be a man.
No, it's hard to be a Pisces.
What do you mean?
You have so much emotions, bruh. You literally have so much emotion.
From getting a crush, it's common. I get crushes every time I walk out the door.
Boyfriend, bruh?
Yeah, fam. I've known some.
What, you want to be for
Halloween? I've known some pretty attractive women.
Be like a boyfriend, bruh.
Be like a boyfriend. I swear, there was this one girl in high school.
Oh my God, yeah.
I used to be obsessed with her. Until today. No, I'm not obsessed with her no more. But I still think she's very attractive. I moved to her twice. She rejected me twice.
What was your mind going to it twice? What, the second time?
I don't know. I think I get let on a little bit. And then I think, okay, we might
now's
be there.
That's my chance.
That's my chance. But then it never happened.
Wait, it's not the girl that you try to kiss, is it?
No, it's not. It's a different one.
Okay, this is men.
What?
This is actually men.
What is
you
that?
Guys do this to the T.
What is it? What is it?
She's probably healing. It's time to text her again.
Oh my God, that's toxic.
That's
toxic.
Men. That's you guys. We can't breathe out here.
No, but like men, yeah, we don't like get the heartbreak right after. We get it 6 months later. So it might not even be like a conscious thing, like she's healing, let me text her. It's just that that's when the feelings hit. Our feelings are delayed by 6 months. we don't realize we've broken up. We realize it after months
it's
later.
It's disgusting. You guys need to stop.
How? We can't help it. We don't see the thing is, yeah, we don't digest the feelings right after. We don't assess.
But digest it then. It's not our problem, man. Let us heal in peace. Fuck. Okay, yeah. This one is deep. What?
That dyslexia is coming out. That's verbal dyslexia, you know.
Yo, stop. Sex is cool, but imagine having reason to live.
Holy, that's dark. That's actually dark, man. I feel for that brother. I would say sex is good, but imagine having good connection.
I would say sex is good, but imagine having a mom and dad.
Yo, that shit came out of nowhere. You had already thought about that. Holy shit. That is the blackest thing that you could have said on this podcast. That is literally the blackest thing you could have ever said. Yeah, sex is cool, but imagine having a functioning family. A functioning parent. Oh. The dream.
The dream is dreaming. It's literally dreaming. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Money aside.
Let me hear it.
This is hilarious. I'm not gonna lie to you. Money aside, what do you need right now? Somebody retweeted the money you just.
Hey, that part. Hey, that part.
Hey,
that part.
People are
all about that money.
Funny, I'm not gonna lie.
All about
people
that money.
People are so funny on Twitter.
Fucking hell. Nah, sometimes we don't give ourselves like the credit that
enough
we deserve
credit.
As a species.
As a species? Who are you competing with, though? Like dogs? I don't know.
Aliens, maybe. I don't know. No, but that's mad.
Okay, another tweet. What's on your mind? I wonder if I have ever brought milk from the same cow twice.
That's high thoughts.
Isn't it?
That's definitely.
But it's actually something to think about.
That's definitely high thoughts. Huh.
Do you wonder that? No?
I've never once sat down and thought about that.
But it's deep.
It is deep,
think
though.
About it. You could have bought the same milk from the same cow twice.
Have I, another one that I can say is, have I ever eaten a chicken and a chicken baby from the same mother? Because sometimes
you
I
mean
have,
the mom and
I have
the
like
daughter?
Chicken and I have like omelet on the side. That's double homicide.
That is double homicide. That is literally double homicide. Who eats egg and chicken at the same time,
I've
man?
Done that. I mean,
like, is it like in the morning or like lunch?
I haven't done it in a long time, but it could be any meal. It could be just if I haven't cooked anything, yeah, just go to the store, buy already made, like in the oven, buy the chicken, fry some eggs, fry some fries, put everything, but put some salad on the side. That should taste good.
That's a lot of protein, bro.
Yeah,
that's a lot of protein. Too much protein. Shut up.
I need that shit. I need that shit. Mm.
Let's do one last one, yeah, and then wrap. This is a message, like text back and forth.
Mm.
Sorry, mom, phone died by accident. No worries. Had you by accident.
Oh my god. I'm leaving the family. That she's indirectly disowning me. That's what it is at that point.
She said, no worries. I had you by accident. That's an actual text, you know.
I'm talking to the government.
Replace me.
Replace me.
I need a new home.
Change my last name. I'm not. I don't feel welcome. My mom doesn't want me. I'm out. I'm literally out. God damn, bro. Okay, I just want to say this one video that I saw.
Yeah.
It was also like a street interview, but it was a corny thing because the guy goes around and he drops pickup lines.
Yeah.
So he dropped a pickup line on this girl, on this thing, yeah, and she was like, yeah, no, you tried, failed, move, go to the next one. And then the guy was so quick with it. I know I would have stopped. I would have panicked. I would have been like, ah, oh, shit, I failed this time. I would have been hella embarrassed. But the guy was like, yeah, just like your dad's condoms. And then he left. The girl started laughing because she was not expecting it.
He was quick with the mouth.
Yo, he was quick with it.
He was quick with it.
That's actually
Wait, she
talent.
Told him, try the next time?
She told him, mm-mm, tried, failed, move, go to the next one. He was like, yeah.
Just like your dad's condoms. Yo, I wish I was that quick, you know?
I swear to God.
I wish like things came up to me like
so
that
fast.
Quick.
That's actually talent.
Because I think
you
about
and
it
I...
when I'm in the shower. I should have been like, oh, I should have said that.
The shower.
That always happens. I'm like, oh, I should have said
time.
That.
That would have felt so dramatic.
Yeah.
That guy actually had that moment, but in real life.
That's mad.
That is
I
actually
love
mad.
When people have that.
It's really, I don't know, it's something
that.
About it.
They
it shows that your mind is working.
It's working.
Like
yeah.
your neurons, they're but firing the way that they're supposed to.
But your guard is always up.
Always.
It's always up.
Because I know
very,
me and you, me and you,
dark,
yeah.
Quick one, yeah.
Me and you, yeah. We just would have just taken the L.
I would take the L so quick. I would accept it. I would thank you for it in a move.
Black people don't blush, but we would have blushed. For real.
I would really brush.
That would
yeah.
have been embarrassing. That
would be so embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
If the guy said nothing and he just left, the girl would have felt like, yeah, she
yeah,
won.
Yeah, she did that shit.
But he put her back to
in
her
a place.
Place.
He switched it up on her.
He switched it up. I wish
I
my
need
mind
that much
worked like
bro.
That, bro. Bro, yeah. why isn't our brain built like that? We should probably start reading books, you know?
I don't think we have been bullied enough. I think that's where what comes from.
Yes.
When you have been bullied, you come up with shit quick.
You become
you have
quick,
to be quick
on your
with
feet.
Your mouth. Yeah.
Quick on your feet.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You have to come. You come up with something to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess when people say, like everything happened for the best, I guess it does happen for the best. Like the more shit you go through, the more trauma you go through, the more resilient you become.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the people with the best personality,
yeah,
have gone
through
the most shit.
Mm-hmm. Character development.
Character development for real. Yeah.
It's worse though. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate all of that.
Appreciate all the support.
Yeah.
Subscribe, like, comment. And if you feel, I'm not pressuring, if you feel like we deserve a 5-star, then go ahead, do that. If
pass
you feel like we
us.
Deserve a 1-star,
give
it to yourself.
Two. No, give us.
What? Give it to yourself. If you're going to rate us 1-star, fam, nah, if you ain't got nothing to say, just keep it to yourself, innit? Only positive comments allowed.
Only positive comments.
I'm going to sound like a real hippie now, but we only do positivity.
Yes.
Only positive
we
vibes.
Peace out here.
Positive energy.
Positive vibes, yeah. Only
yeah,
good vibes
only
over
good
here,
vibes.
You guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, we will see you guys next week.
Yep.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.